Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
I mean, I think it's vital every week. I think sometimes it's easier, you know, to come. Sometimes it's easier to come off of a loss than it is. You know, when you're winning, sometimes you kind of have the hangover from winning. But you know, every week presents its own challenges. I think as long as they have that mindset of every single week is its own entity, and you know, refocusing that week. You know, I think our guys are really good at that, and this week's been no exception. I thought starting on Sunday, it's really been one of our better weeks.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
I had a coach say one time, he used to preach it, can't let a loss beat you twice.
That's a lot of people have said that to me this week. That's an old kind of coaching axiom. I think for us, I have no thought about that. The only thing that's going to beat us this week is Texas. You know, I think that's the message for our guys is they were playing a really good team, a team we haven't beaten in several years. And so I think our guys really only time I've talked about Oklahoma all week is really want to talk about you guys. Like really, it's all from our guys from Sunday morning on has been Texas. And that's really all they've not even like a guy making a comment to me. Any comments been made to me by our team has always been about Texas and about our team moving forward.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
I think our guys, probably better than me, to be quite honest with you, do a good job of just saying, man, we have a chance to play Texas. And we have a chance to play a team we have a lot of respect for, and it should be a great game. So I think our guys are just kind of very focused on that. And, you know, we had to have big wins down the stretch last year to accomplish some goals. But we did it by blocking and tackling, not by thinking that, you know, we did it. So we'll do this by just blocking and tackling and playing our best football.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
And welcome, John Morris Show on a Thursday. Glad you're with us. Coach Matt Rhule met with the media yesterday prior to practice last night. Baylor football gearing up for their final home game of the season. Baylor versus Texas comes up Saturday, 2:30 at McLean Stadium. We'll recognize the seniors, a group of 19 Baylor seniors. Recognize them prior to kickoff, I think. That's when we normally do it. I haven't seen a timeline yet, but I would think that would be the best, really the only time to do that. So senior day, Texas coming in, Baylor with a win, clinches a spot in the Big 12 championship game. A lot riding on this one on Saturday at McLean Stadium.
I don't think you could draw up a better matchup for the seniors, you know, to get an opportunity on senior day to go out there and get a victory over the Longhorns, because you know that's like the team that everybody wants to knock off.
Right.
Oklahoma is as well, but in state, everybody wants to get their shot at Texas.
In Texas, on the other hand, we like to rain on the parade.
Exactly.
You know, like to spoil the senior day from their perspective. So that comes up Saturday at McLean Stadium. Baylor, Texas, already off to a rousing start this week with that volleyball match last night. We talked to Coach Ryan McGuire on Tuesday. We had Katie Stager on with us yesterday. And then the game last night, number one Texas versus number three Baylor. And if you haven't heard by now, Baylor wins in five sets over UT 3-2.
How would you describe that atmosphere? And did you think you would ever cover a volleyball game with that type of atmosphere?
Never. The crowd was 7,357. So we were talking about it. You know, we knew it was going to break the old-time record, just
right.
Didn't know by how much. The old record set earlier this year was 3,878. So within 300 of 400 of doubling the previous record last night. And you folks who've been to volleyball in the Farrell Center, you know how we do it. We drop those curtains that really kind of partitions off the upper deck. You don't need that many seats normally for volleyball. And it makes it a more intimate atmosphere. And everybody, you know, sits down close to the floor. Well, first of the week, they were saying, yeah, we might need to pull the curtains on one side. We're going to have that many people. And we're thinking, wow, that's great.
Yeah.
And by the time it came game time, and with all the pre-match sales of tickets, they had the curtains completely up. So the full Farrell Center was available just like it would be for a men's or women's basketball game.
That's really wild. Hey, correct me if I'm wrong. Did I hear that this crowd was bigger than the biggest crowd at Texas has ever had, right?
Right.
That's impressive. That's saying a lot.
Yeah, so their largest crowd ever, and now they play in Gregory Gym, which is smaller, but their largest crowd ever, and I don't have the note in front of me, but it was 6,300 something when they played in the Irwin Center.
Yeah.
And this one was 1,000 more than that last night.
That's crazy. I think one of the funniest things I've seen, because I was watching on ESPN Plus, and you know, they're cutting through the crowd throughout the game and everything, and they cut in on this one guy who has an A&M shirt on.
Oh, really?
And I'm just, you know, and it's like he's ripping it up, like a Superman type thing.
Right.
It's an A&M logo. I'm just sitting here thinking, like, what? I don't know. It's just weird. Like, you have an A&M guy at a Baylor and a Texas thing.
Exactly.
It was just one of those odd moments.
Sir, you're a little bit out of place here. We're glad you're here, but yeah, you're a little bit out of place.
I got a kick out of that, though.
That's funny. Great crowd. It was a white out, so most of the people wore white. They gave out some T-shirts. They didn't have near enough. I mean, they went really fast. But President Livingstone and Brad Livingstone were there. Coach Steve Rodriguez was there.
And
his wife, Kim. Oh, man, they were big time. Of course, their daughter, Shelby, is a volunteer assistant with Baylor Volleyball. And they are, you know, she played at Rice, so they're big supporters of the sport. So it was an atmosphere that rivaled any basketball atmosphere we've had in the Farrell Center. It really did.
That's... Man, and when you think about the basketball programs and the teams, that's unreal to think of. And that's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, simply put, that's amazing. Yeah.
All right, so you kind of dug in
and
watched last night, and you said that's really the most you've ever tapped into volleyball. What'd you think?
It was very entertaining. I picked it up in the second set, and I started watching, and immediately I noticed some things I was going to ask about.
Okay.
Okay, so you have one player who has a different colored jersey than everyone else. And I know, like in soccer, you know, the goalie wears a different one. What does that represent?
This is a person, that position is referred to as the libero. And they can do some things that the other players can't position-wise. And so they're designated by a different color jersey.
Okay.
That's the best way I can explain it. I know there's more to that. We can get Katie on the phone if you want to, and she can explain it more.
That's fine.
But the position is called libero.
And then, okay, so I'm watching how they're on the sidelines, and instead of sitting down, everybody's, like, in a huddle. So do they rotate? How does the rotation work? I was watching that, like it seems like you start in one thing. Do you hit every spot on the court and then come off, and then somebody else comes on? Or?
Not necessarily. I mean, you can, but not necessarily. And the rotation, there's a rotation, and then the substitutions are a little bit different also in volleyball.
Right.
And I'm not sure I could explain it well, but you do obviously rotate around. I mean, there's some players, you know, there's a middle blocker, there's, you know, there's different positions obviously out there. So, again, we'd have to have Katie on to really explain that well.
I think though, one of the most interesting things I noticed was the athleticism on that court is unreal.
And
the endurance that they have to have, you know, you're constantly moving and diving and jumping, and that takes a lot out of you. And it was just really impressive to see. And, man, Yasiana.
Yeah. Isn't she good?
Yeah.
She was great last night. 31 kills. We're talking about Yasiana Presley for Baylor, and 24 digs. So the kills, she's spectacular, high-flying digs when you know, get it up, you know, when it's about to hit on the floor and be a point for the other team. But 24 digs is a career high. 31 kills tied her season high. Her actual career high is 39 kills. But she was spectacular last night.
And she was all over the place, too.
Yeah.
And all of them were great. But, man, when you see a performance like that, and like I said, this is my first time watching, but that caught my attention. You know, that stood out. And obviously that's a lot. I mean, 31 kills is very impressive, so I don't think that's something that people do on a regular basis.
Right.
So it was very impressive to see.
Yeah, don't think you're going to see that every night you tune in, unless you tune in to see Yasiana. She could do that any night, but she was really on last night. Mikaia White, the number one for Texas, she is to that level of play also. But Yasi was really, really better last night.
That freshman that Texas has, she came in at the end. She is going to be really good.
Oh, yeah.
She is really good, but she's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, and they've got several. I mean, they've got two or three that are just, you know, probably five-star,
yeah,
you know, players that are stepping in and playing for them as true freshmen.
I'll definitely be paying more attention to it.
That's good.
It hooked me. So it was very fun to
watch. Well, next time you need to come to a match
I
do. Some point.
I need to come out there.
And there's one more home match. It's Saturday week against TCU. We'll get you tickets if you want to come.
Let's
the 30th. Because in person, and last night, I hope it was translated well on TV, but the atmosphere was just off the charts last night.
You could definitely tell. That's what I was saying when I'm looking at that. That's why I asked you that first question. I was like, man, that because it seemed electric. You could just feel it, you know, watching it on TV. That man, that was something special to you know, be at.
It really was. The crowd was there early. UT fans. There was a lot of UT fans that were there, and that added to the crowd for sure. And they were there early. But the Baylor folks, you know, there were a couple of times when UT tried to start a chant from one side of the arena to the other, and the Baylor fans stood up and drowned them out. So it was really, really cool.
I think that's good, though, to have – because when you have that many opposing fans coming in there, but they understand the game and they're engaged, that's going to, you know, create a good atmosphere as well.
So some of the notes from that, Baylor wins 3-2 over Texas. First win for Baylor over Texas in volleyball since October 27th, 2001. 2001 was the last time Baylor beat Texas. They've just completely dominated, not just Baylor, but the Big 12. Coach Ryan McGuire was 0-9 against Texas, so his first win there. It's Baylor's first. It snaps a 35-match winning streak for Texas in the series. They'd won the last 35 straight, including 3-0 in Austin earlier this year. Interesting stat that we dug up. It was Cody Soto in his notes, and he had this going in. Baylor won the first two sets, so they were up 2-0.
Right.
And the stat was Ryan McGuire at Baylor is 69-0 when Baylor leads 2-0 in a match.
Wow.
And then here Texas wins the third set, wins the fourth set. It's 2-2, and you're thinking, you know, is that in jeopardy?
That's another question. Okay. The fifth set, why do they go to 15 instead of 25?
I don't know why, but it's just the way it is.
Probably because everybody's wore out by
probably,
then.
Yeah, probably. You don't want to play another full 25-point set, and then sometimes you might have to go extra there. But it is 15 in the fifth set.
Because I was sitting there scrolling through Twitter. I seen Holly Rowe had posted, you know, I mean, it's sudden death and it's going to 15 instead of 25. And I was like, oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Exactly. So glad you got a little indoctrination into volleyball last
night.
That was a good one. Great crowd. Thanks to everybody that was there. Made it a great atmosphere. Boy, this team deserves it. And they proved it last night, knocking off the number one. Baylor beat a number one team in the nation, first time ever. And they are now Baylor's 12-1 in the league. Texas falls to 13-1. They've just played one more match. So Baylor has three remaining. Texas has two remaining. Baylor's put themselves in position to at least share a part of the Big 12 crown this year.
When do the rankings come out again?
It'll be Monday afternoon.
Monday.
Yep, Monday afternoon.
So I guess Baylor, I mean, they should probably just flip them or put like Baylor at one, Texas at two, and then.
Maybe. I think it's Pitt that is number two this week because Baylor was three. So they may move up to one, but. It really doesn't matter.
Regardless,
it doesn't matter. Baylor's in really good position, number one RPI nationally, and they just enhanced that with the win last night. So great crowd all the way around, great atmosphere, and big, big win for Baylor volleyball over Texas 3-2. All right, let's take a break. Back with more in a moment. Let you know coming up in the hour, we'll visit with Craig Way, the longtime voice of the Texas Longhorns. We'll talk some Baylor Texas, maybe volleyball, but certainly football with the Longhorns coming to town on Saturday. We'll visit with Craig coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, we'll take a break. Be right back. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
More savings, more value, and more for your trade at Richard Carr's holiday sales event. Richard Carr offers only quality pre-owned cars and trucks run through a rigid 172-point inspection. Find more value like a 2017 GMC Terrain for only $13,900 or 2017 Silverado for $23,300. Over 20 cars on our lot with payment under $20,000. See the savings at Highway 6 in the Imperial Exit or RichardCarMotors.com.
At Richard Carr, we give you more.
Don't miss Marksman Firearms' big Black Friday blowout. Get a Heritage 22 revolver for $99, Taurus G3 9mm for only $239, or Mossberg Shockwave 14 for just $319 at Marksman Killeen across from Killeen Mall.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. Five winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
Hi, my name is Dave DeRoser, General Manager of Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, voted number one in Waco since 2002. It's time to start thinking about winterizing your vehicle. Have you checked your wiper blades, your coolant protection, your battery, your tire conditions? How about your tire pressure? How about that spare tire that everybody forgets about? Let us check these worries off your list before taking that holiday vacation with your family at Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, where your troubles are our business. Dedicated to serving you since 1998, located at 5300 Franklin Avenue in Waco. Come and see us and tell them Dave sent you.
Amanda Cunningham with Coldwell Banker Apex is one of the only global luxury specialists in Waco, Texas. List your luxury property with Amanda Cunningham to receive immediate exposure to Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Mansion Global, and more. With her global network and extended international reach, she can help you find the perfect vacation or family home anywhere around the world. To find more info, tune in to ESPN Radio Monday, Wednesday, and Friday between 9 and 10 a.m. or find Amanda on Facebook.
Enjoy comfort that's built to last with the new Trane heating and cooling system. At Trane, they test so it runs. For a limited time, you can get a great deal on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit traneinfo.com to find your local dealer. That's traneinfo.com. It's hard to stop a train.
Come experience the difference at Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton.
They are one of the few dealerships in Central Texas where you can shop and compare the Ford F-150, the Chevrolet Silverado, and the GMC Sierra pickup trucks side by side.
Whether it's hauling a big load or getting to a job site, count on the Ford F-150 or Super Duty truck. The Chevrolet Silverado has been helping people get things done for over 100 years, and the GMC Sierra 1500 light duty pickup truck offers the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate.
At Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC, no reasonable offer will be refused. Meet the friendly sales staff. They're small town folk ready to earn your business.
Serving Central Texas since 1964, Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC. Just a short drive to 1206 North Avenue G in Clifton. Come experience the difference, where they say cars are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
Rob Zeller's Funky Bump of the Day on this Thursday. That is, that's going old school, and it's always classic when we go to Tower of Power. Tower of Power is our Rob Zeller's Funky Bump of the Day.
I like it.
You in with that?
I'm in with that.
All right, that's good. Very good. So welcome back. Glad you're with us. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. We'll visit with Craig Way, the voice of the Longhorns, coming up next. Talk Baylor, Texas football coming up on Saturday. Craig will join us from New York City, Baylor, Texas basketball in New York City to play Georgetown tonight in Madison Square Garden. So we'll check in the big city with Craig this morning.
Pretty good matchup. I mean, I know Georgetown's not what they used to be, but when you get an opportunity to play a power like that, I think that's always means more. Or from my perspective, it does, especially in a venue like Madison Square Garden.
In the Garden, especially. Yeah, that's cool. So we'll visit with him about that. Speaking of basketball, Baylor men in action this afternoon. It's here on ESPN Central Texas beginning at 3, tip-off at 3:30. Baylor men are in Conway, South Carolina. They'll play in the Myrtle Beach Invitational beginning today. So they play Ohio today, again, 3:30 tip-off, 3 o'clock airtime here on ESPN Central Texas. Television's on ESPN2 for television this afternoon for the Baylor men. And then the Baylor women are in action tonight back in the Farrell Center versus Lamar, 7 o'clock tip-off tonight for the Lady Bears versus Lamar. The broadcast beginning at 6:30 here on ESPN Central Texas. And television for the women on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. We also have a coaches show tonight, just to add to all the festivities. It will be 6 to 7 live from Rudy's. It will be broadcast on 1590 Fox Sports 1590. I am doing the women's basketball game, so Brooke Bednarz is hosting the coaches show, which will include Joey McGuire, Baylor's associate head coach. Noticed Coach McGuire showed up in the Farrell Center last night after football practice was over. He found his way there for the end of that match. So that was cool to have him there. And Coach McGuire will be there, and Coach Rodriguez, Steve Rodriguez, Baylor baseball coach, will be there. And Coach Rod and his wife Kim were there the entire match last night supporting Baylor volleyball. So that'll be a great show. I hate to miss that. But 6 to 7 p.m. live from Rudy's. Coach's show, and it will air on Fox Sports 1590.
That's a good panel. Those two are really fun to listen to talk, and you know, having them together, that'll be really good. And I think one of the cool things I've noticed is like how this everybody from multiple sports and different areas of the university come out and support each other. You know, like you mentioned, Coach Rod and his wife are there, and you know, Dr. Livingstone, and then and her husband. But then you know, like you have Coach McGuire coming over, and then they look over and you have the basketball, the Lady Bears basketball team.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just really unique and good to see them supporting each other.
It's really fun. I mean, and they really do that across the board.
Yeah.
Other sports, you know, supporting other sports. And it's fun to see.
Yeah.
It really is cool. All right. So there's the schedule of the day, Baylor-wise. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll visit with Craig Way, the voice of the Longhorns, Baylor, Texas, Saturday, 2:30 at McLean Stadium. We'll catch up with him in New York City when we come back. Stay with us. John Morris Show returns, brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet and McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Check out our November Fall Savings event featuring our best truck deals of the year. Come see the difference that so many of our friends rave about. Transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Or check us out online at turnerschevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Stick 'em, Bears.
Football season has merged with hunting season. Waco Custom Marketplace, your one-stop shop for tailgating, deer season, and fall as they continue to offer fully cooked brisket smoked in-house. A fall family box with 5 pounds of ground beef, 5 pounds of 6-ounce chicken breast, and 5 pounds of boneless pork chop for $40. Deer camp box with a pound of jalapeno or regular summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, roll of crackers, pound of bacon, pound of breakfast patties, and 2 pieces of sirloin steak for $25. The fall box with 5 pounds of ground chili meat, 5 pounds of stew meat, and 3 pounds of boneless beef roast. And there's the fall snack box, $15, including a piece of summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, pound of pepper jack cheese, and a roll of Ritz crackers. The fall savings steak box, including 6 ribeye steaks, 4 New York strips, 2 pieces of sirloin steak, and beef fillets for just $100. And you can start your day with fresh kolaches, baked daily and fresh. It's your one-stop shop for all your tailgating needs. The friendliest, fastest grocery store in Waco, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Bombarolo's Pizza, a Waco tradition since 1969 and consistently voted best pizza in Waco. With two locations to serve you, one on Valley Mills Drive and one in Hewitt. Bombarolo's Pizza, open Monday through Friday with lunch specials. You can find out more at www.pomparolos.com. Whether you dine in, carry out, drive through, or order online, it's Pomparolo's Pizza. Best pizza in Waco, best pizza on earth.
This is Michael Habern, owner of Waco Jewelers. We have exciting news. Our 75% sales event is back. Yes, you heard it right. 75% off almost everything in the store. You are personally invited to our 75% off sale event of the year. Come see our diamond earrings, bracelets, necklaces, rings, and our beautiful signature silver selection. Waco Jewelers on the corner of Valley Mills and Sanger. So we'll see you here at Waco Jewelers under the spinning diamond.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Enjoy comfort that's built to last with the new Train heating and cooling system. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a train. Baylor head football coach Matt Rhule met with the media on Wednesday for the final time before Saturday's game versus UT and was asked what are the biggest challenges Baylor will face versus the Longhorn defense.
Other than like maybe two teams this year, they're not letting people run the football against them. They have, you know, three 300 pounders on the D-line. They blitz, they stunt. We have not had a lot of explosive plays against them as well, so they've done a really good job for 2 years of taking away the run game and pressuring us and hitting the quarterback and us never really kind of getting in rhythm.
24th ranked Baylor basketball will be in action this afternoon as they take on Ohio in game one of the Myrtle Beach Invitational. Tip-off is at 3:30 on ESPN Central Texas. The number 2 ranked Baylor Lady Bears will host Lamar at the Ferrell Center. Tip-off for this game is at 6:30, also on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Justin Motter to snap it. 26 yards to win the ball game. Good snap and hold. The kick is up, and the kick is good. It's good. Dicker, the kicker, walks it off again for the Longhorns. They beat the Kansas State Wildcats at the gun. The final, Texas 27, Kansas State 24.
Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Greg Way with the call, courtesy of the Longhorn Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. One of, not one, but two game-winning field goals by Dicker the Kicker at the University of Texas this year. And we welcome in Craig Way, the voice of the Longhorns, who joins us now from, I told everybody, from New York City. So the great November overlap has you in New York City for a couple of days and then here to Waco on Saturday. How's travel for you?
Well, it's New York, so that's exactly what it is. There's travel. So actually, it worked out pretty well last night, JMO. I was able to get in without much difficulty, which you can't often say, as you know, about when you're traveling into the city. But it went relatively uneventful, so that's good. And now we're getting ready for quite the basketball challenge. They'll have Georgetown tonight, and then if they win that game, in all probability, they'll play the number one team in the country with Duke tomorrow night. If they fall, then it would be Cal. But it's two good challenges at Madison Square Garden, no doubt.
Yeah, really good. And always great to be there. Isn't it fun to be in Madison Square Garden?
Oh, it's wonderful. And you and I both have the same memory of being able to call an NIT championship game there and an NIT and being into the NIT finals. And folks would say, well, you know, it's not the NCAA tournament. And it's not. And even last year when Texas had its run all the way to winning it, I thought they had the proper attitude about it. Every step along the way, every time they were asked about it, the players said, this isn't the tournament we wanted to be in, but we're going to make the most of it and do the best we can. And I thought they did last year, and I think they grew as a basketball team, which, by the way, I think has kind of helped them to carry over into their 4-0 start this season.
Really good. All right, that's basketball, and good luck in your games up there tonight and tomorrow. Let's look at football coming up on Saturday. Texas coming in. Both Baylor and Texas coming off really disappointing losses last Saturday. I think a big part of this Saturday is going to be how well
well these teams handle that, how well they move past those losses.
I agree with you, J-Mo. And you know, in the case of the Bears, certainly they know they still have the goal in front of them of being able to play in the Big 12 championship game if they take care of business against either Texas or Kansas, obviously, that they know that they will be in the championship and get another shot at Oklahoma and still a chance to win a Big 12 conference championship. It might be a little more difficult for Texas to get itself off the deck, John, because they know that the chances are all but out the door, clearly, because even if they win, certainly on Saturday, Baylor still controls its own destiny and can get into Arlington by beating Kansas, and then their Iowa State could factor in. There could be other things as well. So they lost that opportunity there. And, you know, so that I think all of that weighs in there. So that this week, this practice week, has been about the emotional side of can they – you know, pull themselves together and be ready to go. And for the most part in practice this week, they've gone about it in a very intense, spirited way. So I think that's a good sign for them. You know, one of the certain keys is going to be how they execute, and they're still banged up on both sides of the football a bit, and that's a big part of it.
Banged up, but you've gotten a lot of guys back, haven't you, from earlier in the year, especially in that secondary?
Yeah, getting Caden Stearns back, I think, really helped out a lot. And Chris Brown. And, of course, he had to play with that kind of that flexi fiberglass cast on last week. But you can just tell the secondary appears more confident when those guys are out there and Caden Stearns directing traffic. That helps. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Now, you know, they've had Anthony Cook. Is kind of his status is up in the air because he got banged up. It's like, you run one in or one out, one or two players in, and then one or two get knocked out as a result of that. So they're keeping up with that. And Colin Johnson, it's still obviously in the air about him on the offensive side because that hamstring has been a problem all season long. So they're hoping to have him ready to go on Saturday as well.
Craig Way, our guest, voice of the Longhorns, Baylor, Texas, coming up Saturday, 2:30 kickoff at McLean Stadium. It's fun, Craig. I know you've been doing the Texas games for a long time and really into high school football here in the state of Texas as well. So given that background, how about this quarterback matchup we have Saturday with Charlie Brewer here at Baylor and, of course, Sam Ellinger for Texas?
You know, I did a whole entire report about that a couple of days ago, John, about how the two know each other very, very well and how in high school Brewer had the upper hand on Ellinger. Now, and to be fair to Sam, he was also injured and didn't even play in, one of those matchups because he was out injured when they had a rematch in a state quarterfinal. But they knew each other well. Not only going up against each other, their programs are arch rivals, Westlake and Lake Travis. And so they had some celebrated meetings, and Brewer had the upper hand. And Charlie was the quarterback in a wonderful time for Lake Travis. And they're still a state contender, but they were still in that great drive. And he was the one that led the Cavaliers to their first ever 6A state championship. So there was all of that, and I did point it out that Sam has been the quarterback for the two Texas wins in their two head-to-head meetings there, but they know each other quite a bit, and the school districts are neighboring school districts. They back up to one another. The programs, the kids know each other very well, so they've known each other for a little while.
Craig, the Longhorns, you know, this year, when you look at their season, it hasn't gone the way that they wanted it to. What's the atmosphere around in Austin right now surrounding the program?
Well, I think there's absolute disappointment. There's no doubt about that. And fans, you know, fans are fans, and they're going to grumble. And that's why Tom Herman was asked about it at the news conference on Monday. I think the question is, what do you say to fans who've been grumbling about the program? And you guys know that's kind of the when did you stop beating your wife question.
Right.
What do you say to fans who are grumbling? And he said they have every right to do it because we haven't met the expectation of that. And they have added right from the start, even before they played a football game, that any expectation that the fans and even the media might have of the football team is certainly understandable. That would be, not only understandable, but expected. But they said any expectations that they might have are never going to be to the expectations that the team and the coaches have of their own selves and their own expectations. So they're well acquainted with it. They understand it. They expect to do better, and they're disappointed that, you know, through 10 games they have only 6 victories and pretty much out of the Big 12 Conference Championship race. That's something that they made no bones about so far this season as they get ready for these final 2 games.
All right, final question, football question. I watched the press conference, Coach Herman's press conference from this week, and I thought it was interesting. It kind of struck me. I was looking for a bite from him, you know, talking about Baylor. And I think 95% of the press conference were just Texas questions, and maybe it was the last question of the day was about Baylor and, you know, how Baylor has been able to win close games this year. I thought that was kind of telling that it was more about his team, more about the Longhorns, more about UT than it was about the opponent. This week happens to be Baylor.
Yeah, and did you happen to hear who asked that last question, Jim? It was Roger Wallace.
Yes, it was.
My broadcast partner who asked it. And by the way, John, that's the second time this year that's happened.
Really?
The other was coming off the loss to Oklahoma, where all of the conversation was about the loss to OU. Nobody wanted to talk about Kansas, and it wasn't so much about the media not being interested in the opponent. They're just wanting to know what's the dynamic with this football team.
Sure.
Why isn't this football team doing better? What's being done on the offensive side? Through the first 2/3 of the season is about the defense. Now all the questions are about the offense. So that's where it was, and I think Roger and I were joking about that going into it, and I guarantee you, and Roger's sitting in for me with Coach Herman's radio and TV show this afternoon, it'll come up again, and Tom will get a laugh out about that. Said, hey, how about that? We got a question about Baylor.
Yes.
How about that? We got a question about Kansas. So they know what it's like in that town when that happens.
You tell Roger we appreciate that last question of the press conference. Thanks very much. All right, this is the final question. What's your go-to in New York City? Anything you see or do or go to eat while you're there?
Well, it depends on how long I'm going to be there. Now, in this case, it's a 36-hour up and back for me because I've got to come in. I'm not even going to be able to call the game tomorrow night because of our 2:30 kickoff in Waco because the team charter is not going to get back until after the noon hour. It'll be like maybe like 12:30 or something. That'd be too late to try to get up to Waco. So I'm actually coming home tomorrow. But you know, whenever they play at Madison Square Garden, they like to stay in the Murray Hill area. And there's a little deli around the corner named Sarge's that I like to hit. And then there's some other nice restaurants in the area. It's all about the timing and how long you're going to be here. But it's always a great place to come.
That's cool. That's great. Hey, appreciate your time. Travel safe. We'll see you Saturday.
J-Mo, always great to be on with you. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, bud. Sure appreciate it. That's Craig Way, the longtime voice of the Longhorns, does a great job. UT sports, and I say sports, plural, football, basketball, women's basketball, baseball. He'll do them all, and he'll make it work travel-wise to do as many as he can.
I really don't know how he balances his time.
I don't either.
Because, you know, that and then going up and – because they do the show up in Dallas on Fridays, right?
With the high school scoreboard show, right.
It's unreal the time he puts in.
Yeah. So appreciate Craig giving us a few minutes. Look forward to seeing him here in Waco on Saturday. Hey, we are pleased to have with us here in the studio Dave DeRosier. He's the general manager of Freddie Kish's Complete Car Center, Car Care Center here in Waco. Dave, good morning to you. Thanks for coming by.
Good morning, John.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Thanks for waiting through the interview.
That was interesting to see what goes on behind the scenes here.
Don't give away any of our secrets, okay? Nothing that we wouldn't mind sharing. But here we are. And the weather is so up and down right now. You know, it's 70 degrees one day, you know, it'll be freezing the next. That's got to take its toll on some parts of people's cars, maybe like a battery.
Sure, batteries, any type of environment extreme, whether we get really cold or really hot, batteries will fail under those conditions. So you need to keep ahead of that. Whatever automotive repair facility you use, make sure that they are doing regular load tests on your battery. Try and catch it in advance when they start to get weak. Get them replaced. Be proactive. Don't get stuck in the church parking lot when you're, when you're supposed to be somewhere. They always fail at the most inconvenient
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, wiper blades, you say wiper blades, keep the check on those, get them replaced. Why is that so important?
Well, one obvious is vision.
Right.
You want to be able to see where you're driving pretty clearly. you get in a massive rainstorm, all of a sudden the wiper blade's flopping all over the place. And for me, it's just an irritant when the wiper blade's squeaking, just jittering across the windshield.
Exactly.
You know, it's annoying. So we like to keep up with those. Generally, every 6 months, you want to put a new set of blades on the car.
Okay, that's a good rule of thumb there.
In our climate, it just, particularly during the summer, it just cooks them.
Yeah.
And then you have your first rain in the fall, and everyone's, oh, my wiper blades are falling apart. Why wasn't somebody keeping an eye on those? You know, so it's something you just need to be, again, proactive with.
That's really good advice. So every 6 months would be a good rule of thumb there with wiper blades. Tell us about coolant protection. Why is that so important?
Well, coolant does so many more things than just freeze protection. Most people, that's the obvious thing. Well, the coolant's going to keep it from freezing up. And that's a big one, obviously. But coolant also protects from a corrosion standpoint. A lot of the newer vehicles have all aluminum engines. It has corrosion protection within the coolant. And also there is a boil-over component to coolant as well. Coolant does degrade over time. You need to keep an eye on it. You need to replace it every 5 years, regardless of the mileage on the vehicle. But you may have to replace it sooner, depending on what the tests show.
I got you. Very good. And this came up between my wife and I just this week about tires, the tires on her car. Mm-hmm. She just can, I mean, I never drive her car unless some work needs to be done on it, or the oil changed, or gas, or something like that. But she just has a good feel for that car, and she said she just feels like the tires are doing something different. That's always a good reminder, isn't it, to keep on top of your tire condition.
Sure. You really need a tire expert to inspect the tires on a regular basis. Tread depth is an important one that's obvious, but what a lot of people don't consider is age of the tires. As tires age, the rubber compound begins to change. The tires literally get harder. They don't grip the ground as well, particularly in a panic stop situation or in a rain situation. Those tires are simply not going to have the grip that they were, you know, that they had when they were brand new. Quality of the tire makes a difference. The bigger tire manufacturers, Bridgestone, Goodyear, Michelin, BF Goodrich, they spend a lot more money on research and development than, say, some of your Chinese brands that are out there in the market. Put a tire on your car that you recognize the name on the side of the tire.
Gotcha.
You know.
And y'all can do that. I mean, you do all these things we've talked about. You can help people at Freddie Kish's Car Care Center.
We do it every day.
Yeah.
Every car. All of these things that we've just talked about. Every time a vehicle comes into our shop for service, all of these things are looked at.
That's great.
You know,
so. As someone who needs wiper blades currently on their car, do you have a certain brand you would recommend?
Well, we like to use what we call the beam blade style. That is it does a better job of contacting the windshield across the entire arc of the window. We use a Motorcraft manufactured brand at our shop. They are more expensive than your conventional yellow box ANCOs that you can buy at Walmart for $5, but there's a lot more value. They clean a lot better, they don't skip, and they last longer.
Nice. Good advice.
Professional quality stuff.
Yeah. Good advice I needed.
See,
there you go.
We have the right guy.
Come by the shop,
right?
We'll
I'll be over there.
Go by Freddie Kish's. Open 7:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. So good long day there.
Correct,
you folks can come by early. They pull up right under the overhang right in front, and you guys will meet them there. So you make it really simple, don't you?
That's our job. Pull it up underneath the canopy, and we take it from there.
Good deal. And the location again?
We're at 5300 Franklin. Here in Waco, Bob Mills Furniture is right next door to us.
Okay.
That seems to be the big one that a lot of people know where Bob Mills is for some reason.
Yes, I know right where you are. 5300 Franklin. Free shuttle service is nice also. If somebody wants to come and drop their car off, they say, how am I going to get back home or get to work? You guys can make that happen.
We love to do it. We have a full-time driver that is his only job is to shuttle our customers around. We do that from 7:30 to 4 every day.
That's a plus.
Take you where you need to go, yeah. As long as it's within the city limits, we can do it.
That's a real plus, yeah. Absolutely. On the web, CompleteCarCareCenter.com. Phone number is 254-772-9331. And again, Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, located 5300 Franklin. And Dave, appreciate you coming in.
Well, thank you very much for having me. This is really cool.
Yeah, thanks. Thank really cool for us to have you here. Dave DeRozier is the general manager for Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, and some really good advice for all of us to keep in mind. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Final segment, day of the day, some birthdays, and wrap things up here on this Thursday morning. Thanks for being with us. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
If you want to get in shape, get rid of weight or inches, you have to make a commitment to work out. End the excuses of not enough time or you're too tired or busy. There's a special place that will change your life. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And they have a commitment to you too, with personal trainers Christy London and Randall Corey. State-of-the-art Cybex equipment, weights, spin bikes, clean, spacious locker rooms, each with a whirlpool, towel service, a staff that knows your name when you walk through the front door. It's a place for your family, friends, you and me. No better tennis facilities with Britt Coleman, the tennis pro. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness, a place you could call home, a place you could work out on your own or with group exercise classes, spin or spinnable, boot camp, yoga, bar class, and body shaping. It's time to make Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness your home away from home. You just need to walk to the front door, and you've started the journey to fitness and feeling better on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And take it from me, it will change your life like you will never imagine.
Visit Balcones Whiskey Distillery Tasting Room and Gift Shop, located in downtown Waco. Grab some friends and enjoy whiskey flights, refreshing cocktails, gift shopping, distillery tours, and special events. Sign up for one of their 10 weekly tours offered Tuesday through Saturday. Check their website, balconesdistilling.com/visit, for available times and book your spot today. Tours are $15 a person and include a tasting. Always distilled to appreciate. Balcones is located downtown on the corner of Franklin and 11th, open Tuesday through Sunday.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Enjoy comfort that's built to last with the new Train heating and cooling system. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a train. Baylor head football coach Matt Rhule met with the media on Wednesday for the final time before Saturday's game versus UT and was asked what are the biggest challenges Baylor will face versus the Longhorn defense.
Other than like maybe two teams this year, they're not letting people run the football against them. They have, you know, three 300 pounders on the D-line. They blitz, they stunt. We have not had a lot of explosive plays against them as well, so they've done a really good job for 2 years of really of taking away the run game and pressuring us and hitting the quarterback and us never really kind of getting in rhythm.
24th ranked Baylor basketball will be in action this afternoon as they take on Ohio in game one of the Myrtle Beach Invitational. Tip-off is at 3:30 on ESPN Central Texas. The number two ranked Baylor Lady Bears will host Lamar at the Farrell Center. Tip-off for this game is at 6:30, also on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Thank you.
Back with us, final segment, John Morris Show on this it's Thursday morning. Hope Jeremy Vitt is listening. Jeremy always appreciates Weather Report is the name of this group. Birdland is the song. Maybe their most famous song, but that album that this is from, the whole album is really good.
It's like some blues vibe.
Kind
in a
of.
Way.
It's, I don't know how I would classify that. It's really different. But the group is Weather Report.
Huh, I've never heard them, but I like the beats.
Yeah. And I like this song, but the entire album is really good, and it's just different. I don't know if they, I don't know what their music log is like, if there's any more than this one album, but this one was really good. All right, back with us, wrap things up on this Thursday morning. Brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. They have a big, big weekend ahead at the Baylor Club with Friday Night Live coming up tomorrow. That is 5 to 9 p.m. If you're heading out to a high school football playoff game, whatever you have going on a Friday, you could hit that and then go on to the game or just enjoy a nice leisurely dinner on a Friday night at the Baylor Club. Friday Night Live is one of their great events leading into a Baylor football home weekend. So they've got that coming up tomorrow night, 5 to 9 p.m. They've got their member tailgate on Saturday during the game. That's over at Knox Hall at the Texas Ranger Museum and Hall of Fame. And then Sunday, oh, Sunday's coming, and it's the Bear Victory Brunch at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. And it is 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and it is terrific. The Bear Victory Brunch on Sundays following Baylor home games at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. It's so big that they put everything into it and the weekend, and then they do close on Mondays following Baylor home football weekends just so they can catch their breath. But all that is going on at the Baylor Club, that and much more, really. Check out their complete list of events on the web at TheBaylorClub.com, TheBaylorClub.com. If you have questions or to make reservations, or maybe you're listening to us and think, I want to be a part of that, I would like to be a member of the Baylor Club, give them a call at 254-710-8080 is the main number. They might hand you off to Stephanie or April, and or anyone that answers can certainly direct your call to the right person, but the main number to remember is 254-710-8080 for the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. All right, Ron Suchecki texts us, Garrett, and he goes to the NCAA website, and it's got the breakdown on rotation of positions for Baylor volleyball. So I forwarded that to you.
Thank you.
So there you go. Thanks to Ron.
Yeah. Thank you, Ron, for
Ronnie,
doing that.
Thank you very much for that, and thanks for listening this morning. Day of the day today, Garrett tells me this is National Stuffing Day with Thanksgiving right around the corner.
Yeah, there was a few options. There was more than usual today for options.
Really?
But I was like, well, you know, this is the time of the year. We'll throw with stuffing.
1 week away. Thanksgiving, 1 week from today.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of stuffing. I'm so picky with food, especially like Thanksgiving food.
Really?
Man, like I just now started eating turkey, but I want it fried. You know, like I'll eat like a turkey leg or something.
Yep.
But, you know, my go-to is like deviled eggs and ham and that's some potatoes and like some pumpkin cheesecake. That's about it. Oh. I'm so simple.
Pumpkin cheesecake.
Oh,
now that sounds good.
It's
that homemade or you get it somewhere?
My wife makes it.
Oh,
it's really good.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh. Now that sounds really good. All right, so today is National Stuffing Day. Good timing. 1 week before we all stuff ourselves on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is next Thursday. So celebrate responsibly, but celebrate appropriately on National Stuffing Day. Let's see, birthdays to mention today. On my list here, Jimmy Bendek, former Baylor tennis player. Jimmy, tennis great here at Baylor. Let's see. Rich Siegel works in Austin. It's appropriate with Texas coming up. Today is Rich's birthday. Who else? Scrolling on down. Thomas Everett on my list today. Former Baylor defensive back out of Dangerfield. Thomas was the inaugural winner of the Jim Thorpe Award, which goes to the best defensive back in the country. Whatever year that was, and offhand, I'm not positive,
83 with Dangerfield?
Maybe.
That defense, that
yeah.
danger
oh,
field?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. He was part of that, was it? Okay. Yeah. So after that, at Baylor, he was the inaugural winner of the Jim Thorpe Award, and that has grown into one of the really big awards. So happy birthday to Thomas Everett, number 27, playing for Baylor and then with the Cowboys and the Steelers. And one more, and this is great for my list to cap it. Mark Lumley's birthday is today. Mark, the associate head coach with Baylor softball. You talk about great guys on this earth, and Mark Lumley is one of those. So happy birthday, Coach Lumley. We love you, and we appreciate you, and hope you have a great birthday today. Anybody to add?
Nobody today.
All right. Happy birthday to all those guys and gals, and appreciate everyone tuning in today. Hey, thanks to Dave DeRozier from Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center for coming by. Good tips for all of us to keep in mind to make our cars and wipers and tires yeah. last longer. Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center at 5300 Franklin here in Waco. Thanks to Craig Way, the voice of the Longhorns, being on with us. Craig and Texas basketball in action tonight against Georgetown from Madison Square Garden. We've got Baylor basketball on the air this afternoon, 3 p.m. airtime, 3:30 tip-off, Baylor versus Ohio in the Myrtle Beach Invitational. Then we've got the Lady Bears on the air tonight, the second-ranked Lady Bears hosting Lamar, 6:30 airtime, 7 o'clock tip-off in the Farrell Center tonight. And that's here on ESPN Central Texas on Fox Sports 1590, a coach's show live from Rudy's. Brooke Bednar's hosting, and Joey McGuire from Baylor football, and Coach Rod, Steve Rodriguez from Baylor baseball, the guests tonight, 6 to 7 from Rudy's. Garrett, thanks. Lord willing, we'll talk to you, you and everyone tomorrow morning at 9. Stay tuned. Matt Mosley, the Matt Mosley Show, is next.
I've done stand-up at the Baylor Club.